from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, we had 2 different texts from 2 different listeners asking for a welfare check with how bad the Mariners are playing. One is for your brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I did text him. I simply said, welfare check, question mark?
No.
And he has not responded. Mm. So that's not good.
No.
And the other one is Softy from KJR.
He's probably, I was going to say he's probably crying, but my guess is it's not a tearful thing. It's just a lot of red-faced swearing and yelling.
Who do you think's taking it worse? Probably your brother. He's more of a fan.
I don't know, man. Softy.
Is he a big Mariner guy?
Oh, dude, he's anything in Seattle. Like, he cries and yells and screams, and it's a whole thing.
But he's not even from there, is he?
Yeah, he's from there. He's from there. Oh. He's from up. I don't know. I don't talk to either one of them, so.
Two favorite people.
I couldn't tell you.
You're probably loving this. You're like, suck it, John. Suck it, Softy.
I'm pretty sure, based on the Twitter timeline, that John was at the game in Oakland today watching the Mariners, was at the game in Anaheim watching the, or no, the, in Seattle, excuse me, watching
Good
Mariners
grief.
Lose. Yeah,
you're
I know.
Right, Buck, you having a stroke?
Yeah, I'm getting mixed up with the A's Astros game, but I'm pretty sure it was just he was at the Mariners game in Seattle.
Deshaun Foster?
Yeah, something like that. I had more to say than Deshaun, though.
Well, anyway, Mariners suck. But hey, they have time to get it corrected.
They should probably get on that. Although, according to their general manager, don't expect any help coming because, well...
He can't pull off a trade.
Can't pull off a trade because everyone else wants to pull off a trade, too.
Okay, you guessed the line. Big Ten football, early odds
for
their biggest games, okay?
Let's go.
Colorado is playing at Nebraska.
That's a big game.
Well, it's an old rivalry. Remember, last year was a big deal.
Yeah. And by the way, Colorado won that because that was the one. Was it Sims was the Nebraska quarterback that played arguably the worst game I've ever seen in my entire
life?
He
might be the worst quarterback I've ever seen.
It's so bad. And now they got the Raiola kid, who's a freshman, but still.
5-star freshie.
Yeah. Although, dude, we've seen a lot of 5-star freshmen lately that have not been very good. See, Dante Moore. Who was the kid at Arizona State that's now at Georgia?
Jalen Rashada.
Jalen Rashada. Yeah, some of these 5-star kids that come in, it's not exactly lighting the world on fire. Arch Manning can't even get on the field.
So this game is at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Nebraska is favored by 3.5.
They are favored by 5.
Okay.
So pretty close.
Yeah.
I also, well, I don't know, Shedeur Sanders. I mean, I think Nebraska, I like Matt Rhule.
Do you?
I do. I think he's a good coach.
Have you seen Nebraska lately?
Well, he just got there. I mean, look, he has won everywhere he's gone. You talk about these college coaches that...
That's not true. He didn't win in the NFL.
Well, I know. I'm saying college. He turned around Temple, for God's sakes.
He did turn around Temple.
Baylor! I mean, he's really good. I think Nebraska will take a step up.
I was going to see if they were playing better at the end of the year, you know, because they were dreadful at the beginning.
What was their record last year?
They
didn't have an offense.
They went 5-7.
Yeah.
They went 5-7. I was looking to see at the end of the year, you know, because sometimes, you know, at the end of the year, if you're playing better, But no, they lost three in a row to, actually they lost four in a row to end the season. But although they were close, lost by three to Michigan State, three to Maryland, lost to Wisconsin in overtime, and they lost to Iowa by three, 10 to 13. So by your, you know.
I remember that Iowa game. They almost won that.
So you look at that and.
I bet on that.
I could see that being a bounce back because, again, you know. He's a good coach. And you're losing close games. So you take a step forward, you get some good play out of your quarterback. You know, they're not winning 10 games, but yeah, I could see that being an 8-win team.
So it's Nebraska minus 5, I think, value on the Huskers. Iowa State playing at Iowa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
the
Iowa.
Cy-Hawk game.
Yeah, Iowa is, there are some people that think that Iowa could be a sneaky team because every year they play great defense, and supposedly they finally committed to not sucking at offense. I'm going to say Iowa, and you said, where's it at?
It's in Iowa City.
Okay.
So that's where Iowa is.
I'm going to still say Iowa. Boy, it terrifies me to say Iowa as a big favorite, but I'll say Iowa by four.
Iowa minus 2.
Okay.
Tim Lester's new look Iowa offense wants to spread things out.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz said at the media days that he thinks they could have a real good offense.
They have the potential to have a good offense this season.
It can't be any worse. I mean, I'll tell you what, though. If he comes in, this Lester comes in, and just it's the same offense, then it's like the Mariners in their hitting. It doesn't matter who you bring in. It doesn't matter what the coach is. There's just certain places that, like, you just – it's some sort of Brady Bunch idol curse. Like, you come to Iowa, and you just – unless you're a tight end, you are going to suck at offensive football.
By the way, I just got an update from your brother,
mm-hmm.
who was at the Mariner game today.
Yeah.
And he says it's way worse in person.
Mm.
And then he shot me a picture and he said, this is what I saw when I walked out of the stadium. And it's one of those Jesus guys, you know?
Yeah.
Outside the stadium with the megaphone.
Yeah, yelling out, we're all going to hell.
And his sign reads, ask me why you deserve to burn in hell.
Oh.
And John said, I'm pretty sure I know the answer. poor sad John.
That's tough.
Texas at Michigan. This is good. Did you know they were playing? Oh, wait. No, wait. Yeah.
You okay?
Did you know they were playing? Well,
you have a stroke?
Well, no, but.
Did Buck's stroke jump over to you?
For a second, I was thinking Texas. Oh, wait. Texas no. joined the league. Wait, no, they didn't.
No, they
joined the SEC. Wait, this is a non-league game. Wait, who am I? Who's winning? What is occurring? Texas at Michigan.
Texas at Michigan. Texas is going to be
winning?
Favored.
What is occurring?
Texas is going to be favored by 5.
Texas minus 5.
Hey, look at that.
Nailed it.
Well, a lot of people are, you know, don't really believe in Michigan. They only bring back, I think, 4 starters. It's a new coach. You know, they're good recruiters, but it's not necessarily like top, you know, it's not Georgia. So a lot of people think they're going to take a big step back. And Texas is just, people are slobbering all over Texas saying that this is a national championship type team. And I mean, to be fair, they got into the playoff last year, didn't get over the hump. Washington gave it to them, but, you know.
Well, they have Quinn Ewers back.
Yep.
And they added a bunch of transfer receivers.
Mm, they got the kid out of Alabama, Isaiah Bond. And, you know, and they're saying that along the fronts, even though they lost their two best defensive linemen, they're saying that it's they got NFL bodies littered along the front line. So a lot of faith right now in Texas. I need to see it. I'm not a big Sark guy, but. You know, Texas should handle Michigan with what they have coming back.
Here's another good non-con game. Alabama at Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're traveling up to Camp Randall.
That's kind of fun. Bama will
to meet Tyler Van Dyke.
Bama will be favored by, they'll be favored by 6.5, 7.
8.
8.
Alabama minus 8.
All right, so I'm in the ballpark on most of these.
One, two,
Wisconsin,
three.
I don't know a whole lot about what Luke Fickle has going on up there.
I need to
do a little dive into the old Badgers.
But they do have Tyler Van Dyke.
Which is
Van Dimes.
Van Dimes. He's not bad.
He got that trademarked, Tyler Van Dyke.
He was at Miami. He could throw a little.
Yeah. He's not like
your typical Wisconsin quarterback.
No. And hopefully under Fickle, like, again, that's another place that you would hope that eventually, like, you know, expand some offensive play. Yeah, you don't have to run the ball 70 times a game.
He's trying.
On defense. You're allowed to throw the ball. You know, you can be good throwing the ball in today's modern college football. And then I'm interested in the DeBoer thing because who was our bro at Indiana that just said, Google me, I win everywhere I go?
Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah. That guy who just, you know, is going to be an ass. Kalen DeBoer, all he does is win everywhere he goes. And dude, I know it got off to a rough start. A bunch of people were transferring out of Alabama. Dude, they say that he has stabilized that thing, that he is recruiting like a mother bear, which he didn't do at UW. Mm. And I've been listening to a lot of the football pundits or whatever that say that there is some juice down there at Alabama. And they're just saying everyone that thought that Alabama would tailspin after this and that DeBoer was a bad hire, there's some talk down there that Alabama might have something for some people.
Well, why would anyone say Kalen DeBoer's a bad hire?
I just think it was the idea of, it was like beneath Alabama. That, wow, who is this DeBoer guy? Well, he's the guy.
Who would they want? I mean, you're following a legend.
Exactly.
So I think it's one thing to say, look, nobody can keep up the pace of Nick Saban.
Yeah.
That's one thing. It's another to say that Kalen DeBoer is a bad hire. Well,
they probably think they should get Kirby Smart because they're delusional.
Well, and I think the idea was that originally that it was Dabo, and now Dabo's not good enough because he's, even though he won two national titles and beat you, but I think it was the idea that supposedly they went Sniffen, Lanning, Sark, and Norvell, and none of them supposedly were interested in the job. And so when you're Alabama and you take your fourth best choice, and again, it's not Nick Saban. And you know, those people down in Alabama have never even heard of Washington. They're like, where was this guy at? And someone's like, dude, he played for the national title last year.
And he don't recruit?
I don't recruit. What are you talking about? He played for a national title. We win national titles here.
Fans are stupid.
They are dumb.
Kalen DeBoer was a good hire.
I think now, Kalen DeBoer will do
good. Is he Nick Saban? No.
No one
so
is.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's... You're going to have to live with that, but USC at Michigan, the Trojans, first season in the Big Ten, comes with a roadie at the Big House.
No one loves USC. Michigan's down. I'll say Michigan by 3.
Michigan minus 9.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
How about that?
Give me the points.
I will go ahead right now and lay a nice little sawbuck down on USC getting 9 points.
Get after it, bro.
Let's go.
I've got 5 more, including Ohio State, Oregon, the top Big Ten games of the season.
Well, and can we just say that's the best game of the year?
And
things can change, but as it sits right now, the game of the year is in, I think, October 12th in Austin State.
Oh, look at you. You already have the date.
Well, that's like the marquee weekend of the year, yeah, and that might be the best game on the entire slate.
It's that thing's just going to be juicy.
We'll get to that next, but first, Buck with Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, well, since it's Big Ten Media Week, and we have had 0 Big Ten media interviews, mm-hmm, which is great, just our show, I mean, yeah, it's over by the time we're on the air. But Danny and,
lots of them on the air.
Yeah, Danny and Dusty had Matt Rhule today. Miller Moss, is that the guy's name?
Yes, USC quarterback.
He was on Dirt and Sprague show. So if you missed any of this stuff, there's a bunch of Big Ten interviews. You can get it on our app, the Odyssey app, podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. The whole thing.
Get a podcast here, podcast there. Everyone's got a podcast.
But we're going through the top 10 Big Ten football games and the odds. Colorado at Nebraska was Huskers -5. Mm-hmm. Iowa State at Iowa was Hawkeyes minus two. Texas at Michigan, Longhorns minus five. Bama at Wisconsin, Alabama minus eight. And USC at Michigan was Wolverines minus nine.
Boy, that is just, again, that may just be the idea that Michigan will run the ball 39 million times and USC won't stop it.
Now, here are the top five Big Ten games. These are all league games. Mm-hmm. We start with Ohio State at Penn State.
Ohio State by three.
Five.
Okay.
Oregon at Michigan.
Duckies by... Duckies by five.
Oregon minus four.
Okay.
That is the best offensive line against the best defensive line.
I just don't know if Michigan has enough
in the Big Ten.
Enough firepower to handle Oregon. If it doesn't turn into just a ground and pound sort of thing. Oh, maybe the Michigan quarterback, maybe that surprised you a bit. Again, we don't really know what Michigan's going to look like. They only have four returning starters. So that's interesting. The only one of these, by the way, that has surprised me is the USC Michigan line. Everything else has been, within a point or two of what we thought.
Penn State at USC.
Well, boy, they've certainly given USC no credit whatsoever when they're playing Michigan, and Penn State is highly thought of. I'll say Penn State on the road. Give me Penn State by six.
Penn State minus five.
Okay. Just no love, by the way, for USC.
Nope.
That may be, again, the more I think about that, the more I wonder if USC's got a little something up their sleeve for people.
And finally, we have Michigan at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. The last three years haven't been kind, but I'm going to go Ohio State by, let's go four.
Ohio State minus 10.
10?
Yep.
Good Lord.
I think they're looking at the revenge factor there.
Yeah, the revenge factor.
Well, it's in the horseshoe.
Last year was close. The two previous years, Michigan just beat them up. But, yeah, they're saying this Ohio State team is one of the five best Ohio State teams they've ever had, which, it's interesting because it just, the quarterback, if it ends up being Will Howard, he's good. But, Will Howard isn't, he's not the most dynamic, thrower of the ball. And there's a bunch of skilled guys there that are NFL guys, but it's not that wide receiver room that you look at and you're just terrified of like it has been in years past. And, as good as some of like Sawyer and some of their defensive linemen are, this isn't the Bosa brothers and Chase Young, but I guess they're saying just the depth and some of the transfer guys that got in, they're just saying this is just a deep, there are no weaknesses on this Ohio State team.
And the number one game in the Big Ten is Ohio State. Yeah. At Oregon.
Yep. It's the game of the year.
And the point spread?
Ohio State will be favored by 2.5.
One. It's damn near a pick'em. Isn't that wild? And it says here that Ohio State can get revenge for a loss to the Ducks 3 years ago, mm-hmm. which I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah,
I guess so.
And that was the one, too. Like anyone that thinks that Oregon isn't prepared to go into the Big Ten, they went into Ohio State's house with, not a great quarterback.
Who was it?
It was the Boston College transfer.
What was his name?
Why can't I think of his name? Brown. What was his first name?
Anthony Brown.
But anyway, with Anthony Brown, your best defensive player in Kayvon Thibodeau was hurt. And that, by the way, that was CJ Stroud, who turned out to be pretty good. And those were good Ohio State teams. Had all the dynamic receivers, CJ Stroud. And Oregon, that wasn't a fluke. Oregon beat them up. Oregon was more physical than them on both sides of the ball. So, and Oregon is a really, really good run team. So this... I don't know, just this idea that Oregon isn't going to be able to handle Big Ten play. I mean, they took...
What more do you want?
What more do you want?
Well, they went to Michigan and beat them, too.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, I mean, they beat them up there, too.
Last two times they've played at Michigan, at Ohio State, they've won.
Yeah, this isn't some soft...
By double digits.
This isn't some soy boy, soft West Coast team coming in there.
Liberal snowflakes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a physical, rugged team. So... I mean, but that says something, that the number one team in the country is coming to your place, and it's basically a pick'em game.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
And by the way, when you look at the schedules, both of those teams should be undefeated.
Great.
They should be. There's not a lot of stumbling blocks for either one of those teams before they meet each other.
Side note on that game, now that Oregon has jumped to the Big Ten, are they ever, I mean, I guess the Ohio State-Oregon game that they didn't play won't happen.
No.
Right?
It just becomes a conference
game. It's just gone.
Yeah.
Like this game, I was thinking, well, wait, that's the other of the home and home. But no, it's not.
Yeah, it's just a conference
totally
game.
Different.
Yeah. You know, we're still getting some decent non-conference games. As you mentioned, Texas is playing Michigan, and we'll still get those. But, you know, now with these conferences, and the playoffs, the one thing you'll say about this new super conference and the expanded playoff, we will get more marquee games. And hopefully the preseason doesn't just turn into Sister Mary of the Poor. I hope that teams at least schedule one or two big non-conference games. But I think there'll be a feeling out process because, again, the idea of now with the expanded playoff, you don't have to be undefeated. So I can see the argument of you should schedule harder non-conference games because they're not as punitive. If you lose them, it's not a big deal. I don't have to be perfect anymore. But I can also see the logic of if I don't schedule anyone in the non-con, dude, I don't have one mulligan. I got two mulligans.
Yeah.
You know,
and you have a tough league.
Yeah, I got a tough league, and I can go through a tough league. Think about that. Like, if you are, let's just take, you want to take Oregon or Ohio State, whatever their schedule is, and because we looked at Oregon has what the big ones. They've got Ohio State, they got Michigan, they got Wisconsin, and they got SC too, right? Or do they got UW?
No.
I don't think they get USC.
I don't think they do.
So if you're Oregon, because you don't really play anyone in the non-con, right? I think Boise State.
The other one for Oregon, I guess you can make the case it's Michigan State. But generally, the big three are Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Two of those three on the road. They of course, host Washington. Yeah. They host Michigan State.
So you think about this. Because you play Idaho, Boise, and Oregon State, which is just bizarre that's now a non-conference game, but like none of those games should be a problem. Like you're going to be massive three touchdown favorites in all of those games. Oregon can lose Ohio to Ohio State as long as they don't get bludgeoned, and they can lose to, they can lose to their two best games. They can lose to Ohio State and Michigan, and as long as those are somewhat competitive games, Oregon's still in the playoff, and your best win at that point would be Washington or Wisconsin?
Playoffs.
So, you know, there is, you know, this idea of like, oh, we'll get all these great non-conference games now. Not so certain that we will. I think there may be some schools that look at this and be like, dude, this is almost a layup. Yeah. As long as we start with a high enough record and we don't get blown out, dude, we're fine. We only play three hard games a year. We can lose two of them and still end up in the playoffs.
Well, the SEC kind of already does this.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you're in the Big Ten or the SEC, the two best leagues, you don't need to prove yourself out of conference.
No.
That ship sailed.
So, I mean, I hope it doesn't go that way. I hope we still get some of the big non-con games. Like, Texas and Michigan's awesome. I mean, I love
that. That is awesome. So is Alabama, Wisconsin.
Yes.
At
Camp Randall.
Camp Randall, that's great.
Freaking great. And I hope we get those, and I hope we still get some of the neutral site games. And now that we've got the SoFi and, what's the Raiders? Allegiant? Allegiant. Like, we should get more of those now, like, quote, neutral site games out west. Like, that, I want that. Give me more of that. And teams having some balls now that you don't have to be perfect. I hope that teams get aggressive with those scheduling, but I'm not holding my breath.
You know, the Badgers, they host Alabama, Oregon, and Penn State this year.
It's a hell of a schedule.
That's a nice home schedule for the home fans up there.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, don't sleep on Wisconsin. That's a tough place to go play. You know, Luke Fickell's a good coach, and, you know, maybe that's a team that, again, I don't know if a playoff team, but if you told me that Wisconsin gets a hide on their wall, one of those, wouldn't shock me at all. Wouldn't shock me one bit if Wisconsin pulls off one of those upsets.
Who's ready for Big Ten football?
It's the Big Ten! Which is still just so damn weird.
Go play intramurals, brother.
The first time Oregon, they opened it with Idaho, and the Big Ten logo is on the field at Autzen, that is going to be just bizarre.
It's already strange seeing some of those jerseys at Media Day with the Big Ten patch on them.
Yeah.
But at least now everyone knows that UCLA's in LA.
And
with USC.
With USC. So yeah. I liked that Deshaun Foster made sure that we know it's not just UCLA.
Should we replay that?
We should.
Because it's amazing. We may have a new audience now. Yeah. We'll do that next. If you didn't hear, you may not know what we're talking about there. Boy, I tell you what, Big Ten Media Day, the story today was Deshaun Foster's introductory 45-second press conference.
It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. You'll hear that next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.